Lecture 26, following on our acid sulfate soils introduction. So we differentiate between actual acid sulfate soils which are producing sulfuric acid and potential acid sulfate soils which will produce sulfuric acid if they're disturbed. So in the previous lecture we saw that the formation of the acid sulfate soils was in estuarine conditions where the sediment that was being put down had plenty of iron. The sulfate that was present in seawater was used by microorganisms which are able to reduce the sulfate through to pyrite, F2-, and that iron pyrite material then is stable under anaerobic conditions when the material is flooded. So when those flooded soils then are pumped dry, then oxidation occurs, and at that point they then ripen from potential acid sulfate soils into actual acid sulfate soils and start producing sulfuric acid. Once the soil pH drops below 4, then we know that we're dealing with an actual acid sulfate soil, and we go and verify that by carrying out some lab measurements. So the practice you'll be doing then, you'll be looking at an example of a potential acid sulfate soil, example of an actual acid sulfate soil, and they'll be randomly placed through the class, and you've got to figure out which one you've got by carrying out chemical tests. Plus you're going to do a bit of squishy feeling stuff that the soil scientist type people do, so you get comfortable with the concept of texture in soils. Now the criteria for defining acid sulfate soils is state dependent. In Victoria and New South Wales they use a thing called the acid trail and the sulphur trail, which is what we're going to be looking at. QASIT, which is the Queensland acid sulfate soils investigation team based out of Brisbane. There are so many acid sulfate soil problems along the east coast of Australia that each state has got its own little focus group that works on it. They use a slightly more complex sort of method these days that it's hard to simulate in the undergraduate lab, whereas we're doing this one here then, which is a standard method of testing in Australia, and the acid trail part of it, which is what we'll use, is easy to implement in the lab. Now in these acid trails and sulphur trail, you've basically got a value which if you exceed that test value then you're dealing with an acid sulphur